Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bev Potter, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Another Mistake in the Making. You can see the catastrophe coming, but there's nothing you can do. My first clue was the ream of paper in my boss's tiny waste paper basket. He doesn't understand how long web pages are, or how to use print preview, or how to see how many pages whatever he's about to print is before he prints it on his small personal printer, like 118, for example. Toner cartridges for his printer cost $100 each. His actual printer was around $50. Clive Thompson explains why this is in his fascinating article called Why Printers Are So Terrible. My boss does this all the time. There is no learning here at Bev's office. What I fished out of the trash was mostly blank space and internet ads, but on the first page, which is all he wanted to print, OMFG, was a truck. And not just any truck. It was a 2009 Hummer H2. It's uglier than sin. It comes fully armored for those times when you're rolling with Tupac. And it costs $42,000. Did I mention it's a 2009? Now, what's going to happen is that the Hummer is going to spend a large part of its life down at the mechanics, which is helpfully within walking distance of our office. Our mechanic loves my boss, as in, he would name a child after him if he could, as well as a wing of the house he's probably built just from having him as a customer. Because even though my boss will drop obscene amounts of money on stupid things, he won't buy a new vehicle. This is called being penny wise and a pound foolish. Let me set the scene. We have a smallish office. It's just a house. When we bought it, and I'm using the royal we, the occupant had recently been shipped off to a nursing home. There was still food in the refrigerator. The dishes were still in their cabinets, waiting for the next big family dinner. I don't know why that bothers me. I think because it shows such a lack of care and interest. I can't even begin to imagine my mom leaving her home and me just handing the keys to a stranger. Here you go, it's all yours. You should probably throw out the mayonnaise. My office is in the dining room. The other secretary is in the kitchen. My boss and the second auxiliary boss are in the bedrooms. And we finished the attic and shoved another attorney up there to bake in the summer and freeze in the winter. He's from Croatia. He's fine. And, of course, there's the beast in the cellar. The beast changes, but there's always a beast. And they're always very tolerant of the sewage, which backs up occasionally, so the price must be right. It goes without saying that normal people do not want to live in an office basement with two tiny windows, no cell reception, no covered parking, and a rodent infestation. I put all my snacks up in a higher cabinet after opening a drawer to find that absolute carnage had been wreaked on my peanut butter crackers. The current beast is a hoarder who lives off a trust fund from his family. Let's just say he's different. We hear him at work down there, pounding, drilling, sawing. Sometimes noxious fumes drift upwards through the floorboards. Glue? Paint? Should I open a window? Should I call a hazmat team? The beast uses a lot, and I mean a lot, of blue disposable gloves that somehow always end up hanging out of the garbage cans like a body might be attached. They litter the front lawn like a serial killer threw them out the window as he drove by. The tenant gets a parking space at the very back of the lot, where I park, on the gravel. Actual paying customers can choose from 5 slots on the cement. The boss's Miata convertible and his golf cart take up the garage, which is where I used to park before me and the other secretary got kicked out for the rotating crop of superfluous vehicles. I park as far away as humanly possible from everybody else because they're all a hazard. One attorney has been known to scrape off the side view mirror of his BMW. They all drive at 1,000,000 miles per hour in the driveway. And now there's the Hummer, which is actually the second Hummer. The first Hummer was bright yellow and looked like the banana mobile on steroids. It was a joke, but the boss is too socially tone-deaf to see it that way. His vehicles are a symbol of all his psychological issues, as is the constant spending, spending, spending. And yet, he won't let me buy a new small refrigerator for the office so that we can actually store food in it. He thinks it's funny that the entire freezer compartment is a solid block of ice. That's fine. I'm sure my partially thawed lean cuisine won't give me botulism. A Hummer is useless. The seats are hard. There's no storage, and it gets 14 mpg. Yes, 14. My boss will travel to any court in Northeast Ohio for any amount of money because, again, math is not his strong suit. He easily spends $600 to $800 a month just on gas. And now he has, counting on fingers, 5 cars, including 2 for his kids, and no place to put them because his 6,000-square-foot McMansion doesn't have enough storage space. Whatever. I'm used to parking far, far away and slogging through the rain and the snow. Maybe I can hike the arthritis away. I'd like to introduce you to a podcast with the best name ever. Fire Breathing Kittens is an actual play one-shot podcast that plays various tabletop role-playing games with a season-long plot. Because there's a beginning and an end to each week's story, feel free to jump in at any point. Hop into any tale that sounds fun. The cast rotates. Every week has a different combination of 4 from the same group of people. Join fire-breathing kittens as they solve detective mysteries, attempt comedic banter, and enjoy friendship. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.